Your number one source for local news. This is WRAL, coverage you can count on.
Now at 4:30, lawmakers are just a few hours away from speaking out against Lieutenant Governor Mark Robinson's comments about LGBTQ books in schools. What they're pushing for this morning as Robinson stands by what he said.
And we take a look outside. It looks dry, but you're going to notice some drizzle, some mist on your windshield. I'll show you when the sun finally returns coming up.
And we're counting down to the start of the North Carolina State Fair. The actions being taken today to ensure rides are safe for you and your family.
Plus, John Gruden is out of Las Vegas. What a New York Times reporter is revealing about the head coach's leaked emails and how the Las Vegas Raiders are moving forward. Good morning, everyone. Great to have you with us on this Tuesday morning. A lot to tell you about. I'm Renee Chu.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. We're moving forward with our week in kind of the same fashion as yesterday. It's going to be cloudy to start. A couple of showers out there. Elizabeth Gardner on the WRAL Severe Weather Center with what we're looking at in Chapel Hill. There any raindrops?
That's right. We can't see any, and there's nothing to see on radar. But when I came in this morning, there was just a little bit of drizzle on my windshield, and you could see that anywhere this morning across the viewing area. I'm going to take that live look at Chapel Hill from top of the hill. Here's a look at Futurecast. So we're starting off with cloudy skies this morning. We still have that low that's been lingering off the coast, and that may push just a little bit of light patchy rain in to our northeastern counties. But other than that, things should really begin to clear out by this afternoon. Now, here's lunchtime. Expect the gray skies again, but by mid-afternoon, watch how things begin to clear, especially from the west, and then gradually our eastern counties will start to see a little sunshine before sunset. We're going to talk about how many more days of sunshine we have coming up in just a little bit. 59 right now in Roxborough, 63 in Raleigh, and 64 in Clinton, and our temperatures are a little bit cooler than they were this time yesterday. We will keep it in the 70s, even though we'll break out of the clouds and see a little sunshine. But we could see temperatures near record highs later in the week. I'll show you how warm it will get coming up.
Thanks, Elizabeth. Fallout continues in the wake of the lieutenant governor's comments calling homosexuality and transgenderism, quote, filth. This morning, three state lawmakers will affirm support for LGBTQ plus North Carolinians. When they speak at 9:30, they also plan to highlight legislation that protects these groups from discrimination and from violence. Their news conference comes a day after protests in Orange County, both in support of Mark Robinson and against. In Raleigh, but faith leaders from several organizations were outside the lieutenant governor's office downtown. They want an apology from Robinson and have asked to meet with him. This all stems from video that surfaced last week showing Lieutenant Governor Robinson speaking at a church in June. He stands behind the remarks and said they're specifically about teaching sexual concepts in public schools. This past weekend, Robinson targeted three books he calls sexually explicit. He said he wants them removed from public schools. Today, all classes at UNC Chapel Hill are canceled for a wellness day. Classes were already called off for a portion of the afternoon, but that was expanded to the entire day after two suicide investigations were launched by police over the weekend. The issue goes beyond that. WRAL has learned there have also been two suicide attempts in the past 5 weeks. Students are planning a protest for tomorrow to call for more mental health resources on campus.
This afternoon, we could learn more about how Gabby Petito died. The coroner investigating her death will have an update today around 2:30 p.m. our time. He'll share the results of her autopsy and answer questions from reporters. Petito's remains were found less than a month ago in Wyoming, near where she was last seen with her fiancé, Brian Laundrie. Meanwhile, it appears the search for Laundrie is slowing down. Police say they have not found any physical evidence of Laundrie at the vast natural preserve where they were looking in Florida. Crews spent days combing over that area. Investigators have not directly linked Laundrie to Petito's death, but they do want to question him. He has a federal warrant out for his arrest for credit card fraud.
We're in the home stretch now. In just 2 days, the gates open at the North Carolina State Fair. Today, crews will start checking over rides and inspecting food vendors. WRL's Naya Harden is live at the fairgrounds this morning to explain the work to ensure our safety before we can enjoy all the fried food and, of course, the rides. Naya, good morning.
Good morning. Well, just take a look here behind me. You can see the row of rides, and this just goes back and back. Starting this morning, North Carolina Department of Labor inspectors, they're going to be here, and they have close to 100 rides to check out, including two rides that are new this year, the Itsy Bitsy Spider Wheel and the Skyhawk. Now, I haven't been able to catch them so far. I haven't seen them, but I will keep an eye out. But here's the process. Inspectors will make sure everything was assembled properly and run the ride. Operators will be tested on their knowledge of the equipment. Inspectors are looking for anything that could cause a ride to malfunction. Once the ride passes inspection, it is tagged and cannot be moved. Now, WRAL will be here this afternoon to watch inspectors go through these rides. We're going to have that for you in our later newscast. Nia Harden, WRAL News in Raleigh.
Nia, thanks. Everything you need to know about this year's State Fair, including the full fair guide and the WRAL Out and About Best Food Picks, you can find right now on WRAL.com and the WRAL News app.
And I'm Micaiah Thurman here in the WRAL Live Center. We are following breaking news out of the UK, where members of parliament have released a report on coronavirus. Here are their findings. They said, quote, UK's early COVID response was one of the most important public health failures the country has ever experienced. This is a long-awaited report from a number of different committees involving scientists as well. In total, 150 pages. They say that it's claimed more than 150,000 lives to date, and members of parliament says that it is the biggest peacetime challenge that they've had in a century. A government spokesperson said the lessons would be learned, which is why there will be a full public inquiry next year. Back to you.
New this morning, we're getting a better idea of the future of the Las Vegas Raiders in the hours after head coach John Gruden's resignation. Assistant coach Rich Bisaccia will serve as interim head coach of the team. He's been with the club for the last four seasons. Gruden stepped down as head coach late last night after a New York Times story dealing with some of his emails between 2011 and 2018. The Times says the coach used misogynistic and homophobic language in those messages. Gruden was not coaching in the NFL for most of that period. He signed a 10-year deal with the Raiders in 2018. A reporter for the paper says the emails were uncovered during an investigation into the Washington football team. He says Gruden knew these emails were out there.
He knew it was a matter of time before these would surface somehow. I suspect he hoped they never would, but they did. One thing that I think is remarkable here is that he did sort of pin it. His initial explanation was he pinned it on 2011, his state of mind at the time. But as the emails show, they were sort of a barrage of tirades that went on for many years.
Another story in the Wall Street Journal says Gruden used racially insensitive language in 2011. Gruden apologized in a statement saying he did not want to be a distraction to the team.
Today, the Justice Department will hold a meeting to talk about ways to repurpose Fayetteville's Market House. In the 1800s, enslaved people were sold on the ground floor that was used as a marketplace. The Justice Department and the Fayetteville-Cumberland Human Relations Commission formed a diverse group to represent the community in a discussion about its future. Today's meeting is not open to the public or the media to allow for candid conversations. It is 4:38. Coming up on WREL, a California wildfire multiplied in a matter of hours. The fuel behind the flames as people are asked to leave their homes overnight.
Baltimore Ravens made another furious comeback this season, beating the Indianapolis Colts on Monday Night Football. What led to the Colts' problems in the final moments of the game?
From the WRAL Severe Weather Center, North Carolina's most experienced team of meteorologists.
It is 4:40. We started with a live look at dual Doppler 5000 radar, which looks all quiet. There's no green on the radar, but take a look at this. As we jump ahead and take a look at Apex, you can see that the streets are wet. It's mainly just some drizzle, and it's heavier in some places than in others. A lot of places we're not seeing wet conditions, but we're seeing it in Apex. I'm seeing it on our camera down in Clinton. So you may run into enough of it this morning that you wish you had your umbrella or a raincoat, especially for kids maybe standing around at the bus stop this morning. It is 66 in Fayetteville, 62 in South Hill, 64 in Goldsboro, so it feels pretty pleasant out there this morning. For your morning commute, again, you could run into a little bit of drizzle, but for the most part, we'll end up being dry. And finally, this afternoon, the sunshine returns. I'll show you when you can expect to see it coming out.
Thanks, Elizabeth. Dozens of people were asked to leave their homes overnight in California. This quick-moving wildfire sparked in the mountains in Santa Barbara County. In just a few hours, the fire spread 3,000 acres with the help of dense foliage and strong winds. Firefighters are not able to fight the flames from the air because of those winds. As many as 100 buildings and homes are in its path. Evacuation orders are in effect this morning. Officers are going door-to-door to help people leave. It is 4:41. Some beaches in Southern California are back open after a widespread oil spill. The new investigation underway now as officials try to figure out the long-term impacts of the spill.
Plus, missed field goals really hurt the Indianapolis Colts on Monday Night Football, an overtime game. We'll tell you how missed kicks this week in the NFL are hitting a new milestone. Coming up on 4:45 right now. Good morning, Clinton. You can see the shining of those street lights right there on the roads. A little bit of precipitation coming out of the sky. Be a little bit of a fall morning, just like yesterday. Spotty showers. We'll have more on the forecast coming up.
Breaking overnight, we've learned the identity of a woman killed in a Fayetteville shooting. Police say 31-year-old Tanajua McMurray was shot and killed in the 6400 block of Pittsfield Drive around 9:15 last night. This is a new photo from that scene just into the WRL newsroom after midnight. Police say the shooting is not believed to be random, but they have yet to release any information on a possible suspect. Anyone with information is asked to call police. This morning, a Chapel Hill woman and her boyfriend are being held in a Virginia jail. Lindsey Johnson and Nicasio Guzman are accused of killing Johnson's 88-year-old grandmother. She was found dead in her home Sunday morning in Danville, Virginia. That is just over the state line. Investigators have not released a motive or cause of death. Both Johnson and Guzman were charged with second-degree murder.
An update to this story now. The California Department of Justice is investigating a massive oil spill off the coast of Huntington Beach. And the state attorney general called this spill an environmental disaster with far-reaching consequences. Huntington Beach is now back open after tests did not detect any toxins from oil in the water there. State DOJ is working to figure out if the emergency could have been prevented or minimized.
Happening today, Pfizer booster shots are going out in Lee County. There will be a booster vaccine clinic at the Dennis Wicker Civic Center from 9 a.m. until noon. You can make an appointment online or by calling the number there on your screen. Be sure to bring your vaccine card and ID with you. We do have information on the booster shot and who's eligible right now over on WRL.com. Moderna does not intend to share the recipe for its COVID-19 vaccine. Executives with the company claim the best way to increase the global supply of the vaccine is for the company to ramp up its own production. The UN Health Agency has pressed Moderna to release that formula, but the company is pushing back, saying its production is the most reliable and efficient way to make more vaccines.
Indianapolis Colts had a chance to stop a furious comeback from the Baltimore Ravens on Monday Night Football. A missed field goal, though, as time expired, sent the game to overtime.
For the win, Blankenship missed it. No good.
That was it. A chip shot there. It was the Colts' third missed kicking opportunity for points. An extra point, a 37-yarder blocked, and there they go. Colts did not have a chance to take the field in overtime because the Ravens just took the ball and drove it straight down the field for a touchdown and the win. Feels like there were a lot of missed extra points and field goal attempts this week in the NFL. And NFL Research tweeted out, the miss in last night's was the 13th missed extra point this week. And that's the most missed in a single week since they started counting, keeping track in the modern Super Bowl era.
There are just 2 days until the start of the North Carolina State Fair, but some of the fun starts today. This afternoon, dozens of giant pumpkins and watermelons will be weighed to see which are the biggest. Take a look at this video from a previous year. The top three winners will take home a few bucks per pound. 40 pumpkins and watermelons are entered into the competition this year. Today's weigh-off happens at 2 in the afternoon.
We're at 4:48 right now, and we get over to the WRL Severe Weather Center. Elizabeth Gardner is there with a look at our WRL Live Cam network. We're seeing a lot of the same as far as the clouds that are hanging around here today.
Exactly. It's not going to stick around all day, though. You had such a long streak of some cloudy conditions. Goldsboro, Apex. Notice Apex. We looked at Apex just a little while ago. The streets are wet in Apex. We're not seeing that in Goldsboro or in Chapel Hill or Durham for that matter. But there are just a few locations where the cameras are showing just a little bit of wet conditions out there. So expect a little drizzle, a little mist this morning, but there's not much of it, and it won't stick around for too long. long. This is a look at our big picture. We've been talking about this low for, I mean, at least a week. This thing, you know, we were watching it developed and helped to bring us so much rain on Friday and then has kept things pretty cloudy for us. Finally, it begins to move away from us today. We do have another front that we're watching back to the west that could bring us some rain for the weekend and then usher in some cooler temperatures. But it's going to get really warm ahead of that front. Here's future cast for us starting at around 8 a.m. The low pressure system may still swing a little bit of light patchy rain in, but I mean, it's not much. We'll see that up through around lunchtime. And by 3 o'clock, we begin to see the clearing. So this afternoon, expect to see some sunshine finally and the end to this particular pattern. We'll see nice sunny skies, but instead of having that nice, crisp, sunny sky that we really appreciate during the fall, we're going to end up feeling a little bit more like summer. Here's Wednesday at 5 o'clock. We're seeing partly cloudy skies. So it stays nice and dry. We're back to more sunshine. And that's actually good for the state fair, except it is going to be a little on the warm side. So when they open the gates at 3 o'clock, 84 degrees at 80 at 6 o'clock, 80 and 72 at 9 o'clock on Thursday. They open things early on Thursday. There's a lot of cool air in the west and a lot of warm air in the east, and that doesn't change as we get through this week. So here's a look at Wednesday. The darker these colors, so the redder, the more deep orange, more red it gets, the warmer the temperatures are. This is a look at temperatures above normal. So we're actually going to be seeing temperatures close to record highs by the end of the week. Our normal high is 75. We'll see 78 today, and then we jump into the mid-80s Wednesday and Thursday, as well as Friday and Saturday. And by Saturday, that 86 is actually a record. So we could tie the record on Saturday. I know. Eventually it's coming. Look at this. There it is by Sunday. We're going to see a front coming through. Not a lot of rain with this front. You can see just a 30% chance. And then we should see some very pleasant fall air. Temperatures may drop into the 40s by the time we get to early next week. Back to you.
Actually kind of looking forward to it. Elizabeth, thanks. A costly celebration at Texas A&M. Fans stormed the field after the school beat number one ranked Alabama. Why the excitement will now cost the school thousands of dollars.
Well, Chick-fil-A facing a new lawsuit. Why some customers are saying the company is hiding the costs of its delivery service.
New this morning, a major fair in North Carolina is reporting a significant drop in attendance. The Carolina Classic Fair in Winston-Salem wrapped up this past weekend. The event attracted more than 180,000 people. That's a nearly 40% drop compared to previous years. COVID-19 concerns and weather could have played a factor. Organizers say attendance on the nicer weather days was only down 17% compared to 2019.
A hefty fine is putting a damper, a little bit, on the Texas A&M celebration and their win over number one Alabama this weekend. The Aggies stunned Alabama and the nation with a last-second field goal, sealing their win against the top-ranked team in the country. So fans stormed the field to rally around the players. Well, now the program will have to pay for it. The SEC announced a $100,000 fine for Texas A&M. The conference has a policy against allowing fans onto the field for safety reasons. This is Texas A&M's second offense now.
A popular Netflix series returns with a thrilling new season this week for fans to begin binge watching. Ashley Dvorkin spoke with the cast of You to bring you a preview.
Congratulations, Dad. It's a boy.
Marriage and baby bring a new chapter to Joe Goldberg's story in Netflix's You Season 3.
It just applies more pressure to their weak points, so actually the explosions are bigger. The wounds are deeper and more aggravated.
While we know murder, obsession, and secrecy will follow, watching the killer couple in suburbia also has its moments.
I loved when they, I guess this isn't much of a spoiler, they like show up to a birthday party really early.
Much ensues as they meet the neighbors.
Sherry would definitely describe herself as the queen of Madre Linda. there's no doubt about it. It's a kingdom with many secrets.
He's worked hard to become the king. You may love to hate a character like that, but what I love about Sherry and Carrie is we get to, we get to be fully fleshed out characters by the end of this show.
And three seasons in, Penn Badgley shares his way of escaping the intensity of revisiting Joe.
I didn't get a lot of sleep that season, but I would spend mornings with my newborn and even my stepson, who was going to school on Eastern time in the Pacific on Zoom and just privately, to be honest, like two tools that I use all the time, like in my trailer and when I'm at home and when it's like tough. It's just prayer and meditation is really invaluable with a very invisible task like acting and inhabiting someone like Joe.
Till death do us part.
You moves in on Netflix October 15th. In Hollywood, Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
Chick-fil-A is being accused of charging people more for items ordered for delivery despite promising low fees. The lawsuit claims Chick-fil-A offers a low delivery fee, but then charges more for the food than if it were bought for pickup or in person. Attorneys say this kind of clouds up the true cost of delivery. So far, the fast food chain has not publicly responded to the suit.
Lego is taking action to remove gender bias from its popular toys. The company says its research has found girls are being held back by gender stereotypes. The toy maker says it wants to make its products more inclusive and free of harmful biases so children's ambitions are not limited. Lego has not explained how it plans to modify its products to achieve those goals.
Coming up on WREL, Raleigh will discuss a plan to protect the LGBTQ community, when city leaders could vote on the protections, and how it's part of a wider trend in the Triangle.
And soon you may have to pay for plastic bags in Durham. Why researchers are pushing for a 10-cent tax on single-use plastic bags.